From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting thousands of refugees reach their hoped-for destinations, but many more are said to be on the way. Thousands of exhausted, elated people fleeing their Arab and Asian homelands reached their dream destinations of Germany and Austria Saturday, completing epic journeys by boat, bus, train, and foot to escape war and poverty. Before dawn, they clambered off a fleet of Hungarian buses at the Austrian border to find a warm welcome from charity workers offering beds and hot tea. Within a few more hours of rapid-fire aid, many found themselves whisked by train to the Austrian capital of Vienna and the southern German city of Munich. Austria and Germany made the breakthrough possible by announcing they would take responsibility for the mass of humanity that was already on the move west or camped out in their thousands at Keleti, the Budapest train station. Hungary on Tuesday had suspended train services from that station to Austria and Germany, compounding the buildup there as it sought to compel the visitors to register for asylum in Hungary. VOA's Luis Ramirez says many more refugees are most likely on the way.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting, and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
Keep up with the story by checking in to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports authorities in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are being overwhelmed by the heavy influx of refugees, mainly from Syria, transiting to European countries for asylum. UNICEF describes chaotic scenes on the Macedonian side of the border with Greece as authorities vainly try to control huge crowds of refugees wanting to enter the country. Speaking on the phone from the capital, Skopje, UNICEF representative Bertrand Desmoulins said there has been a dramatic increase in the number of people arriving in recent days. He says the arrivals, which have been averaging around 3,500 a day, jumped to more than 5,600 on Thursday. Anti-Syrian government violence spread Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, a day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric and explosions that also killed at least 25 others, according to activist and pro-government media. Supporters of Sheikh Wahid Baluz, who was the leader of a powerful Druze militia, blamed the government for the twin car bombings that killed him in southwestern Sweta province, an area that had largely stayed on the sidelines of the country's civil war. That according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Syrian TV footage showed mayhem in the aftermath of the explosion, with civilians scrambling to remove the injured from the scene as a huge cloud of black smoke billowed above. A death followed news of Baluz's assassination when angry local residents, some of them armed, attacked two security branches in Sweden. The cleric was a prominent critic of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, calling on youth in the Druze stronghold of Sweden province to refuse to serve in the military. Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level talks Friday in Kabul. No official details were released of the one-on-one interaction between Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistan's National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz. The meeting on the sidelines of the 6th Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan took place amid Kabul's complaints that Islamabad has failed to take action against Taliban and insurgents linked to the Haqqani network and allegedly operating from the Pakistani side of the border. Campaigning is concluded for Sunday's presidential elections in Guatemala, that despite calls for postponement and Thursday's resignation of President Otto Perez Molina over corruption allegations. Hundreds of protesters angry about the corruption scandal called for the election to be put off as they gathered at the Supreme Court building in Guatemala City, where Perez Molina appeared in court Thursday and Friday. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.